physical closeness, hugging someone, loving someone, making love with somebody, holding hands, touching someone's arm. These are experiences that we need in our everyday life. And many people who are single, who are widowed, who live alone, older people, younger people, everybody needs the feeling of touch. Everyone wants to be touched. And as human beings, touching is connecting. It's sharing love. It's connecting on an energetic level. It's connecting on a physical level. We can't undervalue the experience and the need for touch. And yet many people go through their life not extending themselves to others and not receiving the kind of physical communication that they need. So I wanted to create this post to share with you and to invite you to remember that the act of touch is not only an exchange of energy, but it's an exchange of love. Many people go through life and feel fearful. They feel it's inappropriate to touch someone else on the arm as they're talking to make a point. But most of you understand boundaries. You know your boundaries. Don't let that get in your way. Extending your hand to shake another, putting a second hand over their hand as you shake hands, leaning in to kiss someone on a cheek, giving a friend a hug. I love hugging. I hug a lot of people. I wouldn't hug someone I didn't know because I wouldn't know their background. But as soon as I get to know somebody, that's one of the first things I want to do is give them a really big hug. So I'd ask you today to examine how you feel about touch. How do you feel when people hug you? When was the last time you connected your eyes with another person? That's touch too. Walking down the street and connecting through eyes with another person is another way to touch a soul. I live in New York now, and one of my very favorite things to do is to walk the streets. And I often walk in the mornings, and regardless of the time of day, when I walk, I'm always walking with a half a smile. And it's so interesting to me because when I do, when I have this lightness of being and I'm open, I connect to many people on the street. And when our eyes connect, I always smile. And the smiles I get back are lovely. So whether you touch with your eyes, with your hands, with your words, whether you touch with your words, which is a lovely way to touch and to reach and to connect, whether it's your hands, your eyes, your words, your arms, make it a point to reach out and touch. Touch a fellow human being. Touch someone you would not normally want to connect with. Bridge a gap. Reach out and touch someone and help us make the world a better place. This is part of the connectivity that we have. This is part of living in the oneness of which we all are a part of. So leave me a note. Let me know what you think of this. How do you reach out and touch? Do you feel shy and you don't like to extend yourself? Or are you walking through the world looking to connect one person at a time? It's all fine, but share with us what your thoughts are. Leave your post here. I'd love to hear from you.